This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. As is the case with so many of our travels, it was a very last-minute and impromptu decision, this time for Annie's birthday, to go on a cruise around the Mediterranean side of Europe. It started with a crack-of-dawn flight, which required a 3 a.m. taxi pickup time, way too early for my liking. Then it was a flight to Barcelona and a taxi to board our ship, the MSC Orchestra. Like its sister ship, the MSC Eurebia, that we went on before, it was totally relaxed. And again, to our delight, we'd managed a balcony with a cabin over the water. The added cost was not a lot, and we do so enjoy being able to sit out, even in the cold, and have a cuppa or a drink on our balcony. So it's definitely worth the added cost if it's something you're considering. As before, I could memorize the number of stairs between the different decks from 4 to 14, but unlike the MSC Eurebia, I just could not get my head around getting the twists and turns to get us to our cabin. I came close, but that wasn't good enough. It's not like I could go in and join someone else in their cabin, could I not? Both cruisers surprised us by giving us some decent winter sun, and on this one, it was even warm enough to sit on deck just in t-shirts a couple of times. Our route this time, starting from Barcelona, took us to Marseille in France, then three stops in Italy being Genoa, Livorno and Civitavecchia. Then it was back to Spain, where we would stop off in Valencia before heading back to Barcelona. I may have said in the past, and it is true, I call myself a bit of a coffee snob because I do so enjoy a decent coffee. Italy would not disappoint, and Genoa was the highlight of this trip for me. The architecture was incredible. Giant buildings surrounding the beautiful Italian squares that I can always imagine with their fountains and sculptures, or lining the small cobbled streets and alleyways of the old town. We went into one of these giant buildings, which turned out to be the Genoa University. As we walked up the first set of stairs, we found ourselves in a huge open courtyard. From there, we climbed the stairs to the balcony floor overlooking this courtyard. Given that this was not a museum, I was able to touch everything, the walls, the doors and banisters, and even some of the sculptures that we found along the way. And there would be no one shouting at me to keep my hands off, so it's quite a treat to be able to do something like that. Annie was describing the layout and design of the building as we walked around. And to give you an idea of how huge it really was, imagine this. I live on the third floor of a block of flats, and to walk up from ground floor to my front door takes 42 steps. From the internal courtyard to the balcony overlooking it was 54 steps. It's huge. From there, it was time to head off to find the cafe Annie had read about, although we did get sidetracked into stopping for some of the street food that Genoa is so famous for, which is focaccia. We chose one with olives in it and were definitely not disappointed. As for coffee, we could not have chosen a better place. The espresso was taste-blowing, if that can be a description. The man running the cafe spoke perfect English, and it was quite a quirky place, so Annie went off exploring and found that there was a restaurant on the next floor up. There wasn't really time for a meal, but I thought it would be a shame not to have a second espresso, so we did, and it was just as good. The walk from there back to our ship took us to an ice cream parlor, and I thought, well, it would be rude not to partake. So in one day, we got the full Italian experience, the beautiful architecture, the fantastic coffee, and the delicious ice cream. Well, I think my day was complete. Join me next time as we head for the market halls at the Livorno cruise stop.